Blackstone Audio presents The Dragon Factory by Jonathan Mayberry. To Randy and Fran Kirsch, Charlie and Gina Miller, Frank and Mary Lou Sessa, and my blood brother, Arthur Mensch, and, as always, to my beloved Sarah Jo. Prologue. 1. 1 week ago. Otto Wirths was the second worst mass murderer in the history of the world. Compared to him, Hitler, Stalin, Attila the Hun, and even Alexander the Great were amateurs, posers who could not hold a candle to Otto and his body count. Only one person was worse, Cyrus Jacoby. That wasn't his real name, and in a way, he had no real name. Like Otto, Cyrus was a freak. Like Otto, Cyrus was a monster. A week ago, I'd never even heard of them. Almost no one had. A week ago, they were on no watch lists, they were not sought by any world governments, their names were not muttered in hateful curses or angry prayers by a single person on planet Earth. Yet together they had done more harm than anyone. Together, they had very quietly slaughtered tens of millions. Tens of millions. At night when they sat down to their dinner, they did not dwell on past accomplishments. A champion athlete doesn't dwell on the preliminaries. To them it was always what was coming next. What was coming soon. 1 week ago, 7 days before I even heard of them, Otto Wirths placed a large digital clock on the wall above the elaborate workstation where he and Cyrus spent much of their waking hours. The clock was set.